short and weak until they made it, but that didn't always work out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they used to have a lobster silly.
Now, like on the hog, what would you call the inside parts of the hog that you eat?
The parts there's the shoulders,
mm-hmm.
there's a nubbin, and there's a ham,
mm-hmm.
and there's a backbone, and there's a rib,
mm-hmm.
of a hog, and then there's a liver,
mm-hmm.
and the heart,
mm-hmm.
of a hog that you eat, and in cutting up, we take away from this hog, it's lean meat,
mm-hmm.
and that's called the line part of a hog. That's tender line of a hog,
mm-hmm.
and they.
You were telling me about the liver and the heart,
yeah.
and those things like that. Have you ever heard of anything called a melt?
Yes, sir.
What would that be?
That melt is it's a piece. It's about that long in an ordinary hog, and so wide right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lean meat. All right, it's more like the liver than any part of it that I can describe it to you. And some people, that's some people's choice part of a hog.
They do.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And then you've got that. Another piece in a hog that some people like, sir, it's called the honey part, honeycomb part of a hog. I don't know. I don't care about this at all. I never did. But some do, all right. Now, that melt now, around these hog killings, people, they used to kill 5 or 6, 8 or 10 hogs, and they'd have just a bunch of folks around there. Well, by the time you get one hog kill, the children around this hog killer, they'll grab that melt, and they'll cut it in two, and they have a stick to it, and they go to, and they're cooking it in the fire that around there. And
oh,
get it
they
back.
Would?
Yeah, and go to eating on that melt. They used to eat it.
And just stick it in the fire.
Yeah, hold it right over the fire,
uh-huh.
there, and kind of barbecue it, you see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard of people eating the intestines of a hog?
Yeah.
What would they call that?
They called it chitlins.
Uh-huh.
Now, I never did eat them, never even seen them cooked, but
uh-huh.
it's been done, lots of folks did it,
uh-huh.
but my folks didn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They put that part. Yeah, and to make that soap out of my family.
Oh,
that's the
intro.
The paunch part of a hog, that they put that in. Now, there's people that use it, and they like it. I don't know, I might have liked it if it had been cooked. I don't know, I never seen them.
You just always
used
it in the soap.
Yeah, I just never seen it done.
Well, when it's time to feed the stock and do your chores and all, you say it's time
to feed, or it's to milk, or it's time to do the chores, getting in the wood. That included the getting in the wood, or the water, and the feeding and milking, whatever. Right, I'll do the chores. I'll take care of it all. All right,
if you were calling the cows to come in from the pasture, how would you call them?
I'd say, shook, 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 patch.
And then,
whatever her name is.
The
women done the most of that calling of the cows now. And I remember when they was running out of the evening, you could hear the women are calling the cows,
mm-hmm.
and the men are calling the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the men would call the hogs.
The
now,
men,
how would they call the hogs?